Is that good? Welcome to Huddle. I'm glad to be here and to show that this teaching team has a sense of humor. I'm teaching the meek shall inherit the earth. Not many of you, I take that back, none of you have ever considered me meek. I've never considered myself meek. Because you see, Webster's definition of meek is deficient in spirit and lack of courage. Now, how many of you in here consider yourself meek? Lack of courage, that puts you right on the verge of being a coward. So as men, we never think of ourselves as meek. I've heard of this scripture for a long time, but I never wanted to delve into it because it didn't mean anything to me. But it seems there's a clear progression of thought in these Beatitudes. First with Pastor Randy in Matthew 5:3, one senses his own sinfulness. And as Pastor Paul talked last week, you mourn that sin. And when you mourn that sin, you focus on God's holiness. And that produces meekness in your heart, which in turn produces a hunger for righteousness, which we'll talk about next week. But you see, meekness is different from being broken or poor in spirit. I imagine not any of you out there think you're poor in spirit. Brokenness of spirit, that's negative. It focuses on a man's sinfulness and results in you mourning for that sin. On the other hand, meekness is positive. Meekness focuses on God's holiness and man's response to that holiness. I hope you see the difference there. Brokenness of spirit is negative. It focuses on your sinfulness and results in you mourning for that sin that you've committed. Meekness, on the other hand, is in your heart, and that's positive. It focuses on God's holiness, man's response to that holiness. So there are two sides to the same idea. We are to be poor in spirit because we're sinners, and meek because God is so holy in comparison to us. That makes sense. People associate happiness with success, power, confidence, and conquest. I'm not sure many in here would equate being successful with being meek. I mean, could you go into a courtroom with a meek attitude and win a case? Most of you are business owners. Could you run your business every day by being meek with the public? Are you meek in a proud world? Most likely not. Jesus' kingdom is for those who are meek. Some evidence of that in the New Testament, in Ephesians 4, verses 1 and 2, Paul said, "I beseech you that you walk worthy of the vocation to which you are called, with all lowliness and meekness." In Titus 3, verse 2, we're to speak evil of no man, to be no brawlers, but gentle, showing all meekness unto all men. All men. And some evidence in the Old Testament, in Psalm 22, verse 26, "The meek shall eat and be satisfied. They shall praise the Lord that seeks Him. Your heart shall live forever. Everlasting life belongs to the meek, not the proud." In Psalm 25:9, "The meek will He guide in justice, and the meek will He teach His way." God identifies with the meek. Psalm 147:6, "The Lord lifts up the meek. Christ said that His kingdom would be occupied by people characterized by meekness. Jesus wasn't saying, "Blessed are the cowardly." You have to examine your own heart. Some of the ingredients of meekness include gentleness. Every day in life, are you gentle towards others? Are you gentle just with your family? Or maybe you're more gentle to the public, but not to your family. Being like Jesus, Paul speaks of the meekness and gentleness of Christ. When Jesus entered Jerusalem, He could have come in on a fire-burning chariot if He wanted to. He could have come in on a white stallion with a big sword, but He rode in on a donkey because He was meek. They were waiting for the Messiah who was meek. See, meekness is power, real power under control. Meekness is a byproduct of humbling oneself before God. It's the taming of a lion, not killing it or its heart. Ephesians 4:26 tells us we're allowed to have righteous anger. That means anger under control, expressed for the right reasons at the right time. But it also tells us never to be angry at a personal offense. True meekness is power under control. I think of all the times when I wasn't meek, that I lashed out at others. I let them have it verbally, or maybe physically. And when it was over, most of the time, all of the time, I felt convicted. But the times I held it in and I turned the negative to a positive, I felt blessed 10 times over. And I felt more powerful. It doesn't take much talent or conviction to jump all over a situation. But restraint can be tough. Remember, I've said this before. Are you who you say you are? Have you died to yourself every day? Do you ever get to the point where you just feel like, I can't do it anymore? I can't do this anymore. My life is totally out of control. And just fall on your knees and humble yourself to God? I've always been a pretty proud man. And that was the hardest thing for me to do. Till I actually met Christ, then it was the only thing to do. It was the only thing to do. Because I couldn't do it without Him. And I still can't. But I have to humble myself every day. And I'm not saying that in a bragging sense. I'm just saying that's my fight. You may have a different fight. You may have a different struggle. But mine is pride. And once you do that, you should have fear of no man. No man. See, Jesus never defended Himself, not once. Not once. He didn't defend Himself in the Garden of Gethsemane. He didn't defend Himself in front of Pilate. He didn't defend Himself on the cross. He could have taken all that away. But He did defend His Father's temple when it was desecrated. He made a whip and He beat those who defiled it. But the Word says He was meek. I want you to understand something today. Meekness is not impotence, but power under control. Example of your children. You can discipline your children or your employees, the people around you every day, or you have the power to give them grace. And when you get done, if you give them grace or you discipline them, how do you feel? I tell you, you're going to feel better when you give them grace. You're going to feel 10 times better. There's evidence of meekness throughout the Bible in the great men of the Bible. Paul, for example. In Galatians 2:20, I myself no longer live, but Christ lives in me. So I live my life in this earthly body by trusting in the Son of God, who loved me and gave Himself for me. The study we did last year of Joseph with his encounter with his brothers later on. Joseph could have fired up on his brothers at any time. He could have taken the low road, but he was meek and God was with him and he had a meek heart. Saul chased David through the desert. There were several times when David could have killed Saul, but Saul had a meek heart, or David had a meek heart, because he knew that Saul was anointed by God to be king, so David was meek. Moses, Numbers 12, verse 3, Moses was very meek above all men on the face of the earth. Moses wouldn't defend himself before God, but he would defend the Lord before anyone. And that's what meekness is all about. Is that what you're about? Are you about being proud? Does that hurt your ears? Are you moving in your seat a little bit? Will you stand up for the Lord today? See, true and lasting joy is not temporary. You got joy of the heart. Ultimate believers will possess the earth. They are the meek who will reign on the earth with Jesus Christ in the coming kingdom. Proud people won't inherit the earth. Jesus said, "Except you be converted and become as little children, you shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven," in Matthew 18:3. You want to walk the face of the earth with Jesus? Revelations 21:3, it says, "Look, the home of God is now among His people. He will live with them, and they will be His people. God Himself will be with them." Ezekiel 37:27, "I will make my home among them, and I will be their God, and they will be my people." And Daniel 7:18, "But in the end, the holy people of the Most High will be given the kingdom, and they will rule forever and ever." I know where I want to be. Is meekness necessary for your salvation? You bet it is. If you don't have meekness in your heart and you said the salvation prayer, I can't speak to that. But it says in Psalm 149:4, "The Lord will beautify the meek with salvation." The Lord will beautify the meek with salvation. Hopefully you did that when you were saved. A person who doesn't come to Christ genuinely and sincerely with a broken spirit, mourning over his sin and recognizing God's holiness, cannot be saved. And furthermore, it is commanded. In Zephaniah 2, verse 3, it says to seek meekness. Also, it's necessary to receive God's word. James 1:21, "Humbly accept the message God has placed in your hearts. Receive with meekness the word. It is strong enough to save your soul." Are you worried about where you're going when you leave here? Not after lunch. You never know how much time you have. A person who doesn't have a humble spirit, a person who doesn't have a humble spirit can't receive God's word. You know, sometimes I hear men say too often, I don't get it. I don't hear God's voice. I don't feel what you feel. I don't understand how you're feeling what you feel. Maybe it's your pride. The biggest earplugs in the world are spelled P-R-I-D-E. You can't hear a thing when you got pride. I know. I've experienced it. And maybe you're just too darn proud to admit it. You're too darn proud to hear anyone, let alone God's voice. And be still and know that I am God. Have you truly humbled yourself before God? I'd venture to say that some of you never have. That's up to you. But sometime in your life, you will. 1 Peter 3 says not to adorn yourself externally if you want to glorify God. Rather, adorn yourself with a meek and quiet spirit. That way you can witness to others. Because you won't hear God at all if you're too proud. So getting down to it, how do you know if you're meek? You're probably sitting there right now saying, I can be meek. If that's what it takes, I'll be meek. You will get angry when God is dishonored around you. You will get upset anytime God's dishonored in any way, whether it be language or what's happening around you or what's on the TV. You will respond humbly and obediently to God's word. You don't make many deals with God, but I know I made one. When He calls, I say yes, and He equips, I hope. No, He does. If you're meek, you will be a peacemaker. You know, it's pretty easy to see a big fight going on, a big argument or confrontation, to jump on one side or jump on the other. The way all the churches in town are fighting right now, or all over the world, there's two sides fighting in every church. It's easy to jump on one side or jump on the other side. Be a peacemaker. You will forgive and restore others, because only meek people make peace and preserve unity. That's the hard way. You will receive criticism well and love those who criticize you. You will be gentle in your instruction of others. Everybody in here that's a grandfather has an advantage there. Remember how you gave instructions to your kids? You'd get impatient with them. Your voice might raise a little bit. No one does that with their grandchildren. Don't you wish you treated everybody the way you treat your grandkids? Just think about that. Winding down, meekness is power under control. It shows itself when you seek to defend God, not yourself. It results in a blessing and in inheriting the earth. Meekness characterizes every true believer because it accompanies salvation. It characterizes every true believer because it accompanies salvation. It is a command from God. It is needed for receiving and communicating His word, and it glorifies God. Examine yourself to see whether you are truly meek. And you can't leave here today and just say, okay, I'm meek. I'm going to be meek. You'll have to work that out for yourself. But I know for me, it was falling on my knees and begging God to help me. Are you who you say you are? You are to be a new man, not the same old person. If we are to live the life, we must leave that old man behind, the proud man. the proud man. If you want to be a new man, then you must reject things of old. Strive to focus on the person of Jesus Christ, and it will be less hard to be meek in a proud world. Let me say that again. Strive to focus on the person of Jesus Christ, and it will be less hard to be meek in a proud world. There's nothing wrong with being confident. There's nothing wrong with being confident in your abilities, being confident in your faith in Christ, but not arrogant. Not arrogant. You've all heard me talk in the past about how proud I've been. That's been my big sin. I prayed hard about that. It's my constant battle. And I believe God hears those prayers. In my testimony, I relate how I never humbled myself to God or to my real father. My father's been dead about 9 years now. He never told me he was proud of me. He never told me he loved me. He never told me he was sorry. But I always wanted him to humble himself to me. And I never humbled myself to him. A couple weeks ago, I was sitting in my yard in the garden. I was sitting on a big boulder. I wasn't really thinking about my dad. I was just thinking about how hot it was. My wife was still at work, and I felt somebody's hand on my shoulder. And I turned, and there was no one there. And in an audible voice, as loud as what I'm speaking right now, I heard my father say, "I'm sorry. I do love you. And I'm proud of you." That only happened because I humbled myself to my dad's memory and to God. And all the glory goes to God. Are you who you say you are? Tonight, when you sit down on your bed, just before your head hits the pillow, I want you to ask yourself, have I done what I'm supposed to do today for God? All the glory to God. Thank you.